We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Previously on Gresh and Fourier.
Shouldn't he be allowed to do whatever the hell it takes to get Derrick Henry? First of all, you have
Stop, as an old tight end.
Listen, do you want
to call you Gesicki 1.0? You were Mike Gesicki before Mike Gesicki existed.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Frederick scores! The Bruins tie it. Pasternak off Kulikov into the net. The Bruins come from behind to throw the Cats off the cliff once again.
Andy Gresh.
I thought it was a good effort by a group. That was a playoff type game out there. Both teams played hard. We knew they were going to push. They always do. They always play very physical. You know, but a lot of fun to be part of a game like that, and great character win.
Christian Fourier.
What happens, a lot of people behind are really desperate to move up. We're going to be open to whatever can come our way. One way or another, I'd like us to see us get a top-rate young quarterback.
Gresh and Fourier right now.
Can we just kind of smell it? Can we see what's really going on in there?
On WEEI.
All right. Back up and running here on a Wednesday.
Yeah, look at you. Let's see. Can we get a...
Do you want a big bloody smile? Because I'm not supposed to be here today because they said if you talk the way you normally do, there will probably, I think it was described as seepage.
Seepage?
Yeah, like anal seepage.
Yeah.
Blood seepage all through here.
Look at this. You got a one shot right there.
Hold on, here we go.
Okay.
That's about the best I can do because I'm still hurting. But, you know, we're not going to be like the millennials where it's like, oh, it's my birthday. Give me a day off.
But that is not your permanent
mouth surgery is different than your birthday.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, be an example, Nick. Don't be a puss. Be an example.
Yeah, take notes from Gresham Fourier. Neither one of them listened to medical professionals.
That is kind of true. Fourier did have his his anklet off in about 4 days
Walks
after surgery.
Why does my ankle still hurt?
Yeah,
man, why does it still hurt when I walk? It still hurts when I walk. I'm still limping.
I mean,
and this is 5 weeks post surgery.
Because what do the professionals
about, that right? That is true. You did give up on the wheelie cart a little early.
That was allowed. I think the issue was the boot.
I can take pain meds and just deal with the taste of blood in my mouth. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yummy.
I know.
Nobody
right?
makes me bleed my own blood.
There you go. I'm just saying. But
you're back. Welcome back, buddy.
Well, I tell you what, being able to be full throated and not worry that a tooth is going to come flying out or something like that would be
save that one for tomorrow.
Hey,
Nick.
Christian, I have and I mentioned this to Ken as well. I have the gnarled tooth that got pulled right out.
Did you
front.
Bring it?
I brought it in. It's in my truck. I brought it for Nick.
Well, yeah, we should make a necklace.
And we need him.
I feel like you should put it around, like have a make
put
a little
it in
necklace
a,
or maybe a,
you can.
Maybe a
you
bracelet.
Tried, you try to drill a little tiny hole in there to sort of put something through there? No way, man.
No,
it ain't going to work.
Just too fragile?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would completely splinter apart and all that stuff.
I can't believe they actually pulled a tooth. They pulled
honestly,
tooth, right?
that was the roughest part wasn't even that. The roughest part was the original run of shots. Like, they got to do them in the upper. I love this. Oh, what's the matter? I think they gave me 5 to start, and then he goes, hey, I got to give you some in your palate. And I'm like,
what do you mean your palate?
Underneath.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Do you think that is like the most sensitive part of your body?
No. I would not want an injection in a wiener or a ball area. I can say that. I'd much rather deal with it. See, it was cool about it, though, because he went right in the middle and did the first one and then said, let me give you a minute.
I have goosebumps right now.
Yeah. It's and then it was a minute, and there you go. I'm sure people are, like, just cringing right now. But you asked, so I figured I'd give it to you. I do have the photos of what the upper and the lower looks like without the bridge. I'll send those to you.
Send them to the group chat. Just send them to the group chat.
I did end up sending a text yesterday where I left Nick off of it because I didn't want him to have a moment or anything like that. Again, we needed him today. So, yeah. Well,
glad you're back.
Thanks.
Let's not get too crazy because if those teeth could fly out because there's a lot of topics on the board
there's
today.
There's a temporary cement is kind of holding it in right now. And, again, this is probably the best that I've been in terms of being able to speak and not worry about anything flying out of my mouth other than words or whatever for probably almost a year, I would dare say. But the Bruins got a win 4-3 last night where Pasta nets his 45th. And, Christian, I don't think people really completely grasp just yet how important last night's win was because you've got to look at the standings. So now the Bruins have – so Florida has a game in hand, which means the Bruins have played, I think, 73. Florida's played 72. Bruins have a 2-point lead on Florida. They're 3-0 against the Panthers this year. The Panthers are off tonight. The Bruins are playing. So you win tonight, and the two games that Florida has in hand on you, you already have the 4-point lead. And you know you're going to win you've won the season series against them and all that kind of stuff. So last night was massive because there still is one more matchup between Florida and the Bruins. That's going to be on April 6th. So if, say, the Bruins sputter here over the next couple and Florida gets on a heater, let's say, there is the way to be able to sort of, still win the division. There's still that path there. But we're talking 9-10 games left. Getting those 2 points last night were big. Getting the 2 points tonight, I think, are just as big for the Bruins in terms of being able to win that Atlantic division. And you hope, given the way the Rangers are playing, that maybe there's a sputter here or there and you can get number one seed in the East and all that.
Kind of like last year.
A little bit, except the Bruins were the Celtics last year. They blew doors on everybody. There was no how are they going to win the division?
They were locked it up early.
Yeah, their competition last year was against themselves. And it was trying to beat their own record, set their own pace, do their own thing. We know that it was about kind of the Bruins' version of The Last Dance, but when you really think about it, the last month, they were really just competing against themselves. So even while this group might end up with, and I don't know what the final number was last year in terms of total points and stuff, we know the Bruins will come short. They're going to be one of the better teams in the league when it comes to winning games and putting up points. And you get rid of the pesky, 3-on-3 overtimes now, and you're playing 5-on-5 hockey. That's where the Bruins are really good. So I thought last night's third period might have been the most important period of the season to this point because of what it represents and what it could set up for the Bruins in terms of beating Florida for the division.
Well, yeah, and you had the whole, Montgomery giving them a little talking to, forcing them to, I was going to say run, right, because that's what I'm used to, but basically punish them, get on the line. Right? Start skating. Let's go.
Told them to wake the F up.
Yeah, started to wake the F up.
Sort of sent them a message.
And it was weird because they didn't start the game last night like they had learned their lesson. It took like that soft goal. I would call it a soft goal, from Swayman to kind of wake them up a little bit. And then midway through that period, into the second and then definitely into the third, where they just started taking over.
Well, and I would also say that maybe this is where Jim Montgomery learned a lesson. And Nick looked it up. Last year was 135 points. They were 22 points clear of Florida.
Yeah.
So when you look at where Florida is built to play that ugly hockey. They grab, they grind. I think Razor and Jaffe described it on Netson last night is They like to play the scrums. They love the scrums. They want to pull you into it. Very annoying, and they're built to play that way. And one of the questions really in a potential seven-game series is, are the Bruins built to do what they need to do against that team for seven games? And that is hopefully way down the road. But the competitiveness, I think, will work for this Bruins team. And tonight is big. You get tonight, then you have those two games in hand, and you're up 4 points, and you still have one more head-to-head matchup. So even though Florida gave the Bruins a scare, and the Bruins kind of sputtered in the month of February with those games out west and the overtimes and all that stuff, they're still in prime position to not only win the division, but maybe still get that number one seed in the East. They just did it a little differently than last year. Good morning to the Twitchers. Twitch is all fired up today. They were a little grossed out at some of what I was rolling out earlier, which is fine. Good. I like it when the Twitch chat has to squirm a little bit. And you can watch us twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Follow WEEI on Twitch. You can watch us on YouTube as well. And you can text us at 37937. And I'm very curious, Fourier, after the full Robert Kraft press conference came out on the Patriots Twitter yesterday. I don't know if you got to see the full 15 minutes. I know you and Hart were kind of on some of what was out there yesterday, the old camera phone videos and all that. Somebody teach these writers.
Yeah.
Can you get
the audio got better the later in the day.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
At first, it was like, what are we doing?
It's a $25 thing to put in the bottom of your damn phone to be able to get the good audio. It is very true, but I'm curious as to what your big takeaway was from RKK, because I thought there were a lot of interesting statements from Robert Kraft yesterday that I would dare say a year ago, some of them wouldn't even be uttered in public.
Okay, well, I did a lot of it, so I'll give you one thing that I've kind of said to you earlier today, and then I'll let you go. I wonder what Bill is thinking right now as he witnesses this. As he witnesses, Mail speaking on Monday, he's all over the place. Kraft yesterday, all over the place. All over the place. I wonder if he just kind of sits back, puts his feet up, and he probably doesn't smoke cigars, but he does anyways because he just rather throw up but just at the same time relish and just the chaos that is existing, the double talk, the inconsistencies, the mannerisms, the what the hell is he saying and why is he saying it? There's a reason why he never spoke. There's a reason why he didn't spoke. He never spoke at all because of this. This is why he never informed Kraft of anything, because of this. This is what happens. So, I mean, that's me today. That's me this morning. I want to hear what your thoughts
are. I would say that Robert Kraft, for the first time publicly, has told us what the New England Patriots are going to do at number three. I'm convinced of that. And I also think that some of the newfound freedoms are they can't help themselves. They just can't help themselves right now. We're into month three because this started, second week of January or so, middle of January, whatever. And even 2 months later, can't help themselves. Got to talk, got to say it. Maybe I'm going to say I'm going to go a little too far, but oh, yeah. And I never knew that the number three waiver claim position after the draft was so coveted, Christian. I've never heard that before. Even with bad teams, I've never heard a GM come out and be like, well, you know what? We're drafting at the top of the draft. And, you know, we got to remember that once the draft comes and some players get cut, we're as high up on that pecking order as we've ever been. Yes, because because the New England Patriots have been known for looking at players where the contract was written by someone else, that they're like, sure, we'll assume that deal on this guy that some other team must be just completely out on and makes too much money. We'll release him, and sure, we'll just pick up that contract. We're the New England Patriots. We need players. I didn't know I didn't know it was coveted even by the organizations that are a little further behind. Oh, there is more to get to. And again, I Robert Kraft yesterday officially crushed the Marvin Harrison to number three.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Gresh Fourier, WEEI on Twitter. Gresh and Fourier on Instagram. Spell the A&D in between our last names on the gram. It's interesting, Fourier, the way I do like the way you described Gerard Mayo and Robert Kraft this week in terms of speaking, kind of all over the place, yeah. Right? We had the comments from Mayo on the, well, you got to think about the ceiling, but you also got to look at the floor when it comes to Drake May and all that stuff. And, you know, Robert Kraft tried to do a good job of the, you know, well, whatever comes our way for the number three pick and kind of like catch himself a little bit. Just like when they asked about the expectations for next year, you know, and it was a mix of, well, I hope we don't struggle too bad, but the expectation is the playoffs.
I just hope we don't struggle.
I hope we don't struggle. Oh, brother, the struggle bus is already set up at Gillette Stadium. And there's just so much new. Robert Kraft would have to adjust his expectations, at least you would think. And I do think he tried to catch himself in some of the comments. But you know what? I am now officially done. I'm officially done-ski in pushing anything for the number three pick other than the quarterback they're going to take. Because Robert Kraft told us all yesterday with the, yeah, you got the number three pick deal, and okay, here we go. So, again, you mentioned about being all over the place. It's the whole, you know, don't want to struggle, da-da-da. And it was at the very end where Robert Kraft did something that he probably hasn't been able to do in 25 years.
Would you like to see a quarterback selected with the number three pick?
You know, I guess as a fan, I put my fan hat on, and I definitely would. You know, in the end, you can't win in this league consistently unless you have a first-rate quarterback and a first-rate coach. On the other hand, you're in different position. And we've never been in the third draft position since we've owned the team. And what happens, a lot of people behind are really desperate to move up. And so we're going to be open to whatever can come our way. But in the end, I'll let the team make the decision what they think is best.
Really?
One way or another, I'd like us to see us get a top-rate young quarterback.
Done. The pick is in.
Where's
the number three pick, the New England Patriots take whichever one of the three is there. Done.
It's so funny. So he starts off, he says, all right, I'm going to put my fan hat on. And then he puts his owner hat on. And then he goes back to his fan hat. Then he goes back to his owner hat. It's just a weird way. And then they love the phrase, on the other hand.
I'll let the team make the decision, top-rate young quarterback.
It's all over the place. And then the whole on the other hand is just a real lame, lazy, you know, what they probably think is slick way of covering their tracks of what they really want to do. Like, they're never going to know our intentions, you know? Because I would just say, but on the other hand, or when you look at it this way, and if I still, I'm going to put my owner hat on, and then now I'm a fan. A fan, the owner and the fan wants the same thing.
So you know what? And if Robert Kraft needs to hear anything, like the Twitch chat, they need to vet him before he speaks. Put on your fan hat. How about you sit your ass down? You did have a first-rate coach. Is this guy for real? My fan hat. Shut up, Robert. Get a bleeping clue. Nobody likes you. That's from Christy.
Oh, stop it.
Christy's running hot today in the Twitch chat.
That's the way kids talk about each other when they're mad.
How about Papa Bear Extraordinaire? Why does RKK always try to play it like a fan? You own the damn team. Not one person should be under any illusion. You're a hands-off owner. And it was just like Mayo the other day, too, with the talking about Drake May, you know, about the ceiling and da-da-da. And then it's the, yeah, but you also got to look at the floor, and here's the other.
Yeah.
That was Robert Kraft. Well, I'll let the team make the decision, even though publicly I'm going to say for the first time in 25 years, because the other guy would have flipped me the finger. I'd love to get a quarterback.
I'll let the team make the decision. Top-rate young quarterback.
Top-rate.
Top-rate.
Number one. Great.
Not J.J.
Right.
McCarthy.
No.
Not the number 40th prospect in the draft who happens to play quarterback. No. So you know what? That's it. You know, here, you know what? I love UFC. Guess what I'm doing?
I'm tapping out.
Tapping out. I'm not.
Yeah, but what?
No more trade.
Really?
No more Joe Alt. No more Marvin Harrison Jr. Cadillac reached out to us to help him with the column on the what would you do with the number three. I wrote this big thing about Marvin Harrison Jr. And now after hearing Robert Kraft, I'm like, you know what? I should flush that email and send Cadillac another one and just say, you know what? Scratch all that.
You should.
I've given up
yeah.
because RKK has told us, just like Mayo did. It feels like, Christian, this. I go back to the very beginning. This decision was made January, whatever it was. As soon as Bill Belichick's key card stopped working, then it became, well, we're taking a quarterback. And they pretty much sent us the signals from day one. And now you have the owner. And the one thing I will not give Robert Kraft enough credit for, okay? Or, hold on, no credit for. I give him no credit in the espionage end of this.
Yes.
The whole, Robert's running interference. Yeah, they are sending, I mean, it's literally, they should just get a big neon sign and say, whichever one of you, hang it up on draft night when we're out there. Whatever's left,
yeah.
That's what it really should be. That's the mantra. Whatever's left at number three, it's for me.
So it's really Washington and I was going to say USC, Washington and Chicago are really pretty much dictating what you're going to do.
That's exactly right, friend. That is a million percent right.
So you just sit back because the whole addition of J.J. McCarthy, I think, is a big hype train just going down the tracks, and I'm not buying it. Will he be drafted in the first round? Could he eventually
Sure.
I mean, who the hell knows? But he's not a top three quarterback in the league, regardless of what Harbaugh tells you or what other scouts or what other people in this area, other guys on radio shows in this area are suddenly trying to admit to. Because it does feel like, I feel like people in this town, reporters, people on radio, people on TV, get used. They think they're doing a solid, but they end up being used. You get a little nugget, they run with it, that you do exactly what they want. National reporters too. I think they all get used. They're all just part of the process, and they get used to create or drive whatever narrative the home team wants you to create.
Happens in every market.
And when somebody flips so just out of the blue off a stupid, I'm talking about J.J. McCarthy now, pro day workout where you throw the ball maybe 70 times, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the theatrics. Is J.J. McCarthy a good player? Yes. But you're right. I think ultimately, though, I think when I think about this, I just thought they'd be better at it. I, honest to God,
Kraft Mayo. Oh, in terms of massaging the
narrative, I thought they would be
the message.
Like yesterday, Hart was great yesterday because he brought up the whole one voice, and sure enough, you know, we had Kern on, and he kind of ran with it, wrote a column similar to what we were talking about. I would have thought they would have said, "Listen, what are you going to say? Well, I'm going to say this. Okay, well, then I should say this." But you hit it though. Like they just can't help themselves.
Can't.
They're free. Ding dong, the witch is dead. There's no, I'm not tethered to anything. I'm not anchored to anything. Nobody's going to reprimand me or mock me or shame me or literally just keep me out of the loop. I'm in the loop. Like I am in the trenches with these guys and we're all happy. So they constantly double talk, contradict themselves, and just confuse everybody. And it is so unbelievably obvious what they are going to do. They're not trading back.
Correct.
They want because they want more than just the player.
Yep.
You know what they? You know what else they want?
They
respectability.
Want, yeah, that's
they
exactly
want
right.
PR. They want hey hope.
I can
it's
put him on
hope.
The. I can put him on the front of the media guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna put. Hey guys, this is our savior. You thought it was the other guy that wore number 10. Now it's really this guy. So to me, it is so obvious what they're doing, and it's just all predicated on the first two picks ahead of you. Whatever those guys, whatever you're getting scraps is what you're getting. You're getting scraps. Because even when I go back and I look at all the other drafts, when I remember what guys were saying about Josh Rosen, Jake Locker, Blake Bortles.
Trey Lance.
And I sit there and go, it's just the season, and that's what it is. Everybody gets a little kooky, and they get carried away, and, mm-hmm. the draft process and the draft community is really the ones to blame.
They shime it up.
Oh, yeah, they shime it up, shine it up good, cruise it through the neighborhood.
No. Shine it up.
Oh,
shine.
Okay. Yeah, I had a shine. I know what you're talking about,
The only
about,
shine
though.
On shime is the top of the dome. Hi-oh.
Yeah, so it's fine.
We love you, shiming.
It's fine. No, you do. I don't.
You don't love shiming?
No, hate him. Hate his guts.
No,
could not
for
hate
you.
A person
less
more
less gut
than
because
I hate.
Of Awaken
yep.
180.
Yeah, and there's
for,
less to hate
Sean.
Now.
There is. There's less
Which
to hate now.
Thing for him.
How about that? In terms of, I don't know how you took the Calvin Ridley explanation. Now, mentioning the girlfriend,
which is, I guess, his wife.
Whatever. Girlfriend, yeah. Baby mama, wife. His let's make sure we're politically correct nowadays. His Calvin Ridley's significant other.
Sure,
fair to say
his. I know this is what it's his person.
His clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South.
Okay, all right. Now that we have all at one point in time, gentlemen, and you ladies know you get away with it too. Who are listening? You've been swayed by a woman. Okay. That part I can kind of buy with the whole Calvin Ridley thing. Whenever in the ownership of Robert Kraft did we hear about taxes? Huh? Never, 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 ever, 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 forever, ever, ever, ever. We have never heard from someone.
Or trying to make up for
the
taxes.
Or try to, yeah,
or cover
that.
It up.
So you're acknowledging you know. Now there's no more Big Bad Wolf. There's no more, well, Bill is cheap, right? Now the taxes are a problem. And for those who missed it, here's what it said. The Calvin Ridley explanation from Robert Kraft on why he ended up in Tennessee.
It was not because of finance. It was.
By the way, stop real quick. Quite an opening statement. It wasn't because of finance.
Because
do you know what that is? That's pushing. Yeah, that's pushing. Push everybody away. I wasn't the problem.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
It was not because of finance. He made clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South, and we had a situation where the taxes were like almost 10% higher, and we offered or were willing to keep going at that premium, but he didn't. He didn't want to be in the Northeast, and part of it, it might be the quarterback situation as well.
It feels like I want to be really polite. I don't want to tell the truth, so I'm just going to give these lame excuses. Well, it's cold up there. No, we'll buy you a coat. We're going to put a dome on it. Okay, damn it. Okay, the taxes. No, we'll make up for the taxes. Oh, crap, okay. My girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know my girlfriend. My girlfriend hates it there, and she wants to be someplace else. Whew. Well, we can't do anything about that.
Do you remember when Nick Saban left the Dolphins and went to Miami? It was the greatest fading the heat to a wife in sports history.
Yeah.
When he stood up. Well, my wife, Terry, likes the college game. What he really should have said was, well, my wife, Miss Terry, is going to take the heat on this because I'm going to make a butt ton of money and we're going to move out of expensive Miami into butt crack Alabama. I mean, seriously, but that there's a little bit of the, hey, great shield by Calvin Ridley. And ultimately, he didn't want to come here. But this is the first time that there has been an acknowledgement. And I'm sure there are lots of people out there who are ready to be like, well, of course they lean one way or another way or whatever. They have conflicting political issues and, you know, donations to Trump and all that kind of stuff. But regardless, there's going to be a segment of people who are going to be laughing at that on principle. And then there are people who will add the political end of it and laugh even harder on principle. I mean, it's just like,
gone so horribly wrong so quickly. I would have thought Mayo would have been better at this. I would have thought that Kraft, who has been in worse situations, would be better at sending the message. He sounds like John Henry. This is why John Henry doesn't speak. He needs to find himself a Sam Kennedy is what Kraft needs to do. Find himself a Sam Kennedy who takes all the bullets, takes all the shots, makes up for his absence, speaks on his behalf, and just says, oh, you know what, he's busy in Liverpool. Oh, he says he's been, oh, he had a scheduling conflict.
Scheduling conflict. That's always the good one, too. And the one that I don't know if we need to play, the whole NFLPA survey thing.
Fixing all that stuff.
Well, you know what's really interesting is? How much of that will get pinned on Bill now that he's not there? Because think about it. A lot of the same stuff, according to the NFLPA survey, was said last year as well. But I guess if the big bad wolf is there, you could just fade all the heat to him. Oh, Bill doesn't care about your babies. Like, seriously. Where we're going with
that
this?
That is funny.
That's what it feels like. I was unaware. Honest to God, right? Bill only cares about tackles. Your kids be damned.
Here's another thing. It is kind of
somebody, please think of the children.
It's so funny.
Exactly.
Think about this, though. He's so desperate to be loved and admired. He's willing to spend $50 million on some stupid, lame player survey that means absolutely nothing. And I'm telling you, that weight room is pretty freaking nice. I don't have a designated Chuck E. Cheese for your damn kids. And I'm sorry, I didn't bring the, I don't have the little, like, you know, the light up little, you know, all the little flares that they like, or the games that, like, I'm sorry. I'm going to fix it for the little ones.
Get them a Fudgy the Whale cake. It'll make them happy.
I'm sorry we didn't have the dinosaurs chicken nuggets. Sorry, I didn't have the ranch dressing that little Slater likes. What the hell?
I just
$50 million. But the kids need to play. but it's 8 days out of the year.
Robin, will the ball pit be ready for opening day?
One of the kids, I heard from one of the wives, one of the kids got sick because we didn't disinfect the ball pit.
I mean, seriously.
They all got hand mouth problems.
Will there be like a committee of wives who will consult them on sort of what they want or what they want to do? It's as laughable as pumping up. We have the number. Number three in the waiver order. I mean,
It's like when you have nothing. When you have nothing to brag about, you grab stuff that no winners brag about. Like they're not. No one's bragging about this.
No.
Look at our. Bring your girlfriend. Wait till you see this ball pit and slide.
Will players?
It's the biggest slide in North America. We have the biggest jumbotron. We have the biggest slide. Hey, if you really want to, I'm going to attach a slide to that new lighthouse. It's going to go all the way down.
Now make sure you sign the barf waiver because we don't want anyone getting sick on the big slide.
Well, I tell you what,
ever been in a claiming position of number three.
A claiming position of number three is sweet Jesus. Oh, my God. I think my mouth is bleeding because just from hearing this. Not because I'm like, you know,
freaking
stretching them out
pit.
Or not. Like, yeah. That's
hey,
a, yeah.
Kern
great
was talking
line.
About how that. How
Chuck
that,
E. Cheese.
The Kern was talking about how the Patriots don't have a magnet. Which they will now.
They will now is exactly right.
Where the Kraft family has purchased Chuck E. Cheese's and Friendly's.
Can you imagine that?
We inserted a Friendly's inside the stadium.
Here's Drake. Here is insert quarterback name here, number three pick for Friendly's at Patriot Place.
Each kid gets a vest with their name on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't. I need a break. I can't even take it anymore.
We will get to.
You know why it's funny?
Well, you know what?
You want to know why it's funny?
Why is that? Because
it's true.
It is. Right now it is. You mentioned Bill Belichick. Is Bill Belly laughing at all of this? And maybe we won't get Belichick on TV this year. All that next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI.
Oh, we'll get to the Red Sox coming up at the top of the hour. Jordan Montgomery, who would have known it would have taken so little. Oh, we'll get to it. Is this the beginning of the Malcolm Butler story? No one got that one with the drunk, wild, and free. Oh, wow, that, Jesus.
You can't just.
On?
No, I missed it. I was reading something else.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I just told you about it, and I didn't think you were going to go to that right
no,
away.
No, it was the song. It really was.
Yeah, that's
it
what grabbed whole, you based yeah, on yeah, our conversation.
Yeah, drunk, wild, and free. All of a sudden, there's Malcolm Butler getting busted in, of all places, North Providence. Now, listen, I can sit here and tell you all the great things about the Ocean State all day long. North Providence, they got an interesting mayor. Charlie Lombardi, he is what you would expect for a Rhode Island mayor, but he's really good. And well, and they filmed a Good Burger 2 there at a washed-out Friendly's. I forgot about that. In North Providence, they went and did over, like, the Friendly's or whatever, and then they filmed that, I don't know, terrible movie. I mean, it's with Kenan Thompson and the other guy.
No, kids love that movie.
Yeah, who's the other guy then? You know Kenan Thompson. Don't say it.
Well, I don't know
the guy's name, but I know what? You are reflective of America.
No, I'm reflective of an adult in America.
No, I
not
think
a kid
I don't,
who grew
I
up with Good Burger.
With Kenan and
Kel?
Kel?
Is
yeah.
it Kel?
Yeah, yes. Sure. I could have said Kel.
I bet you Nick knew who it was.
I could have said it was Kenan and Keith or Kenan and
Dick. He pointed right at me and said, don't say it, when I was literally cracking the mic, so I didn't say it.
Okay, but you knew who his name was, though.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean,
because you're that age group. I was not. So he gets pulled over. Yeah, I guess he was. I think he fell asleep. They knock on the window, and he was obviously it smelled like alcohol, and he just says, "Take me to jail."
Yeah.
I kind of respect that.
Well, it's people who have been consulted or have consulted lawyers before. It's like, okay, what do I do?
Well, it's not the whole. Do you know who I am?
No,
I had the biggest place of all history.
Did he have a driver? Was he in the front seat? Was it like a strip mall in Florida situation?
Was
that
a recording studio?
So
laying
just,
some tracks down.
So just which tickles me. So just imagine if Bill Belichick were on television, and someone at the Four Letter Network or CBS or the Peacock or NBC or whatever goes to Bill, and they were like, "We'd like to get your thoughts on this.
Hurry up. Turn your Zoom on. Put your camera down on in your basement. Grab your dog. Hey, we got to give it a live. We want a live reaction."
Yeah. Now, the word is, according to Andrew Marchand of Now The Athletic, that ESPN is ramping up their pursuit of Jason Kelce. And apparently Robert Griffin III's spot on whatever Monday night whatnot might be in jeopardy. Mike Giardi, the duplicitous pond scum that we love, Mike Giardi, he says that Belichick doesn't seem to be real interested in doing television in the way that maybe some of the networks would like him to, which would be sit on a set every Sunday or Monday, give your expertise, talk about what's going on in the league, talk about guys you might be coaching next year. I mean, guys you might have to cut next year. I mean, guys you might have to sign next year. If Bill Belichick says, "Yo, I'm not doing TV," to me, that's the indicator that the guy is going to spend the year trolling and figuring out where his next stop is going to be and act three of his football
coaching
life. See,
I think what the only thing that he wants to do, he doesn't want to give insight. He doesn't want to give a quick reaction. He doesn't want to say why this guy fell down or dropped the ball. I think he just wants to teach and give the any audience the how and the why.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tony Dungy does it sometimes, Sunday Night Football.
Tries.
And I don't think he wants to sit there and yuck it up every single day with Peyton and Eli, because you're going to get that once in a while, like you did at the Army-Navy game when it was here at Gillette Stadium.
He'll go on with those guys maybe like once or twice because of the respect for both guys.
Yeah, but again, I don't think he's your go-to guy every week. So you say, here's a play, here's why it worked, here's what you need to be nervous about. He's not going to rip anybody. I don't think he's going to be highly critical of anybody. He's going to be real careful, real, real careful just to say why this play works. He did it. When the Patriots didn't go to the Super Bowl, he did it with Chris Collinsworth years ago. And those two were just at the little telestrator, and Collinsworth was asking him how a play works and what makes this play good. I remember he went over the line of scrimmage. He went over, how aggressive this team was and everything that went into a certain play. Like, he'll just take two plays and he'll break down those plays, why it worked. And he's great at it.
He is.
And I think that's all you're going to get from him.
He doesn't want to give the state secrets because, for him, knowledge is power. He went up against Tight Pants McVay and won Super Bowl. That guy literally soiled himself, and you could see it. And Bill was standing there kind of laughing at him, just being patient and kind of letting it all sort of come to him. Like, the knowledge that guy has is his currency in a lot of ways. So why go on TV and essentially let it out for free? If he's a head coach somewhere, he's probably making $20 million.
Yeah.
On TV, what's he get? Five?
Well, I mean, he'd probably be easily the highest paid, because you mentioned Jason Kelce is in high demand.
Yeah, depending on how much Bill would do.
That CBS set, I know at least 70% of those guys, their contracts are up. So those guys, and I think they're waiting to kind of see if they can land Bill. Because I think one of those guys is going to be replaced. J.J. Watt was a part-timer. He's not even a full-timer. He comes and he goes. But Kyra was full-time. Sims, Boomer, Nate Burleson. Who's the host? Brown.
James Brown.
James Brown. He's locked up. He's not going anywhere.
He's a hugger.
But here's the thing. You think Bill wants to head down to New York City and sit there all day and do half hair? Oh, and then there goes Drake May down the middle. Touchdown, Drake May.
I can see McVay is definitely f***ing him up.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want him on HBO.
And he ain't giving that. Yeah, yeah, for the whole Paramount Plus or wherever that inside the NFL is. Yeah, we got to get to some Julian Edelman a little bit later. But if you're a Red Sox fan, yesterday.
This is the best day. This is going to be the best day of the season for you. That's all.
Oh,
Fraser.
Really?
This will be the best day of the season for you, and I will tell you why.
And yesterday was more of a kick right in the yam bag. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.